Get away.
Later, there's been a bit of this all week, just about some of the injured guys, but after training this morning, how did Sam Powell-Pepper look out there?
Yeah, Peps was fine. Got through all the session. Chad Wingard got through the whole session. Rockcliffe got through the whole session. So we'll see how they pull up and go from there.
Chad Wingard a little bit up in the air kind of earlier in the week, perhaps last week. Is it looking like he'll play at this point?
I'll be how he pulls up and what the medicos say about him. But he trained pretty well, so we'll wait and see.
And just about if I got through the entire session.
Yep.
Beautiful. After the review from the West Coast game, I guess, what did you unearth from that?
I don't think it's any secret that our contested ball wasn't great. That's all over the ground. It's not just around midfield. It's up forward. It's down back. So each line has been working on that this week already, and we hope we've addressed it. We'll wait and see. The proof will be in the pudding on Saturday afternoon, and hopefully we get a better result, because the Crows last two times last year when they played us, touched us up in that. So we'll have to be on our game in that area.
How much
It's not much. We've been training it for 3 or 4 weeks now already, so it's just an area we need to keep getting better at and keep improving, because if we want to be around that side that plays in finals, we need to make sure we're consistent in that area.
Were there any players specifically who were flagged who needed to do a little bit of work in that contested area?
Oh, look, it's the whole team. You can flag one week and there'll be someone else different the next week. So for us, it's a whole team approach, and we need to get better as a team, not as individuals.
Your first 3 weeks, top of the world. So you're number one now. There's a few people saying that don't know if Port Adelaide are a top eight side. Is it panic stations, or is it too early just to give it a few weeks?
Love the panic stations. Look, the competition's so even. We beat Sydney. Sydney beat North Melbourne, and we beat North Melbourne. So it's a weird season. You've got to be on your game all the time. It can't be having rests here or there, and we're having too many lapses in games for whether it's a quarter, two quarters, three quarters. It's not good enough on our behalf, and we're addressing that. We want to play 4 quarters of football, and when we do, we're a competitive team and we will play finals.
Mate, the fan behaviour has been in the spotlight as well. Is there any that you're looking forward to, perhaps, if I'm just getting along Saturday night and
wishes? That'd be nice. That'd be very good. Look, both our supporter bases are very passionate people, and when they get together, some things do happen at times, but we're encouraging them. They enjoy the game, enjoy the battle, enjoy the contest, and be polite afterwards, because you can't change a result by fighting, so move on.
Mate, does form matter going
into a showdown? Form? Suggest not, wouldn't it? 21 years ago, was it, Pete? 21 years ago, we were the new kids and our form wasn't great and we beat them. So it's a long time ago, I know. But look, showdowns are always like that. They're always, doesn't matter where you're on the ladder, they're always generally very close. We played a great game against them in JLT, whether they were going flat out or whatever. It was at Albany as well. So look, we go in as confident as they will, and hopefully we get a result.
Can you ask for a better matchup?
Generally, we've been a very good side that responds. We've responded well all year. Problem we need is some consistency, so we don't have to respond every second week or third week. So that's our challenge this week, is to make sure we do it the whole game.
You have had a few showdown losses in a row now. Does it make the players more nervous going into the match, or is it a source of motivation?
Not sure we talk about it that much. Not the media sort of talks about that. I've been involved in the last two losses, so I'm only 0-2, and rest of the team, I think we're 0-5 maybe, but it goes through that. You look at the showdowns in history and it does go through little waves of momentum, and hopefully we can start our wave this week.
Is there as much in the showdown as there used to be? Is the rivalry simmered down a bit in the last couple of years, or is it as strong as ever in your opinion?
I think it's as strong as ever. You never like losing to the guys across the road, and you've got to walk around the streets all week if you lose, and that's never a good feeling, trust me. So we'll do our best and we'll get out there, and our challenge will be to compete for 4 quarters and get a result we want.
Obviously, just touching on tight
body's obviously going through a really difficult time at the moment. Can you just give us an update on him?
Yeah, we had his father's funeral yesterday, and 15 from the club went, which is a great result, and it shows how much impact Todd's had at the club, but also his family. And to pay our respects yesterday was great for us to do that. Hopefully he comes back for this weekend. We think he is coming back to watch the game, and then he can start integrating back into our system. So he's been training up and up at home, so back at the local footy, which has been great for him as well.
Just one more on Chad Wingard. He's a pretty competitive player. We've seen that over the last couple of years. We no doubt he'd be itching to play in the showdown.
Everyone is. Ask anyone who's playing SNFL at the moment, Jack Tringo, Tom Rockliffe, Sam Powell Pepper, any of them, they all want to play. And it's just good having that pressure from below. So Chad's no different. He's a super competitive person, likes to play well in big games. So if he does play, hopefully he can play well.
Thank you very much.
Good one. Thanks, guys.